How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
I am so excited to announce our new platform launch, the49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going, but the49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, Ayuk, Jair Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101. You want to learn scheme? Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the49ersrush.com, sign up, join the community, and plus we got a 7-day free trial. So
time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
All right, faithful, let's talk. It is therapy time because that was one of the worst efforts slash game plans slash coaching slash I've never seen a team just give up on offense, defense, and special teams at the same time. I think you get absolutely shellacked by the Packers. And the funny thing is about this game, we're going to spend time. We're going to go off the rails. You know, this is going to be a rough one. But, like, the weird thing was, like, the game was never out of reach, like, until we were well into the fourth quarter when the offense just gave up. But, like, that was a winnable game. That was a winnable game, even with the injuries. Even with the injuries. And I know on social media especially, a lot of people are saying, like, oh, well, we had too many. You didn't lose that game because of injuries. You didn't lose that game because, now, the injuries are bad. Brock Purdy, Bosa, Trent Williams, whatever else. All those things. That's not why you lost the game. You lost the game because all three phases took it upon themselves to ruin the game for themselves. Offense, three turnovers lost. You don't win games like that. Defense, absolutely crapped the bed early. You allow the team to go 5-for-5 in the red zone. You force no turnovers despite having two interceptions in your hands, despite causing two fumbles and getting none of those. I mean, you gave up four plays of 10 plus yards or more scoring drives. I mean, that's not good on the defense. And it's special teams. Good gosh. You lost over 100 total yards on special teams, all with penalties. And, yeah, are the 49ers poorly coached? Yes. But you make adjustments during the game. Sometimes the refs are super, super tight, and they're just going to call all the penalties. That happens at every level, high school, college, NFL, doesn't matter. So you make adjustments, and you go say, hey, guys, they're calling it tight, okay? After our first penalty, they're calling it tight. So don't grab as much. Don't hold your blocks when they pull away as much. All those things. There's holding on every play. And when the refs choose to call it that way, you adjust. Not Brian Schneider. Not our defense. Not our offense. No. Let's keep doing exactly what we did and never change based on new information. And that's who the 49ers are today. I am absolutely frustrated at so many different players, from captains like Debo. Obviously, that one play was huge and probably wasn't a hold. The video that everybody's showing is the good video of Eric Saubert holding. You can't see his right arm on the outside pulling jersey. The other angle, which, again, they showed like briefly, but that's not what's circulating social media. It was a holding call. It was a tight holding call, and it was a 50-50. But with the way the refs were calling and with the way Eric Saubert's blocked all damn year, yeah, that was a penalty. But like Debo, he has one great play. I think he has two huge drops. The one time we actually had a chance to make the game competitive, Debo ruined it by himself. And you saw like the big pushing and shoving before the game on the sidelines. Every time Debo does that, he sucks. Every single time. Every time Debo does that, he sucks. Now, when Debo talks trash on social media, usually he does well. But like, man, I'm so pissed. When a captain does something like that, like a lot of people were mad at Debo for talking to Jake Moody and pushing Taylor Pepper. No, that was a positive. That was huge. That was a step in the right direction. But whenever a captain lets your team down, you got a backup quarterback. Everybody's sucking. You have to step up and help. That's your job as a captain. Not step up and make it all worse. You made it way worse. You made it way worse. Debo, you didn't help anybody. Yeah, your return that got negated because of a penalty. I get that. But man, you ruined two drives by yourself. And not only did you ruin offensive drives, you screwed the defense over because they got the ball just outside the red zone. I don't put that drive on the defense, but still 5 for 5 in the red zone. You can't force one field goal. By the way, the Packers are worse offensively in the red zone than the 49ers. They were the 27th ranked red zone. But you go against this defense and Nick Sorensen, we're going to make you look good. we're like the opposite of Channing Tatum in Deadpool Wolverine. Like, right? I don't make a name for myself. No. Nick Sorensen, every single time he plays somebody, man, I want to make this offense look real good. I want to make a name for those guys. That's what Sorensen does. That's what Sorensen does. Now, were there bright spots of the defense? Yeah, there were a few. Late second, third quarter was great. Third quarter was great defensively. But 5 for 5 in the red zone. 4-plus drives of 10-plus plays, scoring drives. You don't do that. That's not winning football. Now, should you have gotten beat that bad? No. You broke the record for most missed tackles in the NFL this year. Good job. You broke the record for most missed tackles in a quarter to start the game. Good job. You broke the record for most missed tackles in a half in the first half. Good job. And you broke a record for most missed tackles, not for the 49ers. Of the entire NFL, you broke a record for most missed tackles in a single game by any team in the NFL this year. Now, I got to do this just because I'm petty. I'm going to bust out the calculator, okay? We're in week 12. 12 games, okay, for each team, 32 teams. That's 384 games played so far. That's it. Now, Let's just say 380 because Monday Night Football, Sunday Night Football hadn't happened yet. 380 teams have played a game this year. You're the worst. You're the worst. You missed more tackles than 379 teams this year. I don't give a damn if Nick Bosa, Dre Greenlaw, Talano Funga, your grandma, your aunt on your cousin's side, don't care if they're all hurt. Show some fucking pride. I'm sorry. We're going to let out some cuss words. I'm sorry. I apologize. I haven't even looked at the comments yet. I don't care. Show some fucking pride. Meanwhile, you got surfer boy Nick Sorensen sitting there over on the sideline showing no energy. Be who you are, Nick. No energy, like negative aura, Nick Sorensen. That's who he is. That's okay. Like, y'all, I remember y'all getting mad at Steve Wilks because he wasn't, oh, rah, rah, rah. Why did he yell at the, why did he charge the players up? Dude, Nick Sorensen has the personality of a pet rock. As a pet rock on the sidelines, you're getting abused, bro. What's he do? He just stays there chomping his gum like a freaking Pete Carroll light, just chilling. Not doing anything. No emotion. Dude's pet rock on the sidelines. I don't know. Can we criticize him yet? Yeah, I've been criticizing him the whole time because I've told you guys this defense sucks. Can't even tackle. Now, at some point, it's on the players too. And like, this is a coaching slash player. There is nobody that is safe from criticism except for maybe. Yeah, let's do this. George Kittle was incredible. George Kittle was incredible. Catching passes he had no business catching. I got to refresh. ESPN's always a mess. Anyway. 6 catches on 6 targets for 82 yards and a touchdown. George Kittle. And two of those catches were ridiculous. Meanwhile, you had Debo dropping these other ones. George Kittle, awesome. Incredible. Juwan Jennings, 5 catches on 7 targets. He had that one big drop, and then he makes a circus catch on a 3-yard check down. I thought Juwan Jennings was good. Jordan Mason was awesome. He got one snap. No, he got 2 snaps, 1 carry, 16 yards. Killing it up the middle. Let's don't go back to that guy. Let's don't do that. I can't think of anybody that was really good offensively outside of George Kittle and Jordan Mason for one play. Defensively, I thought Isaac Yata was good, even though he got dusted on that one play. Should have been a walk-in touchdown. And again, if y'all watched the preview show, I said, I'm concerned about Christian Watson going against Isaac Yata in quarters. I hope we do a cover 6, roll cover 2 that way. We didn't do that. Nick Sorensen's not that smart. He needs to subscribe to the show. Nick Sorensen, go ahead and subscribe to the 40irishrush.com and watch my football 101. Now, let me just say this, Nick Sorensen. Nowhere in our videos, we have 400-plus video breakdowns for you, Nick Sorensen. Nowhere in that do I go over how to count to 12. Sorry, how to count to 11. You can count to 12 pretty damn good. I've never seen a team have 12 defensive players out there back-to-back snaps. Back-to-back snaps. So I will put a link on the 49ersrush.com for you, Nick Sorensen, to an edition of Sesame Street with the count so that we can work on your counting. Because you need some fucking help, man. What are you doing here? What would you say you do here? Like, how have you increased anything? Have you helped our D-line? No. Have you helped our linebacker? No. Fred Warner's now pedestrian. What the hell is that about? Have you helped our secondary? No. Our safeties suck. Jair Brown is cuttable. Our corners are playing pretty well. Like, that is a positive. Renardo Green playing pretty well. They went after him a lot. He was terrible in the run game early. He lost outside contain several times. But back to my initial thing. Who are the defensive players that I think stood out? Isaac Yiadom, Malik Mustafa, Diamador Lenore. Leonard Floyd showed up. He made a couple big plays. He had 2 sacks, 2 tackle for losses. That's huge. I thought Evan Anderson played well. Seems like he took the role from Jordan Elliott. He continues to suck. I don't know if he got injured. He wasn't playing much later. The Niners defense got better as soon as 92 went out. 92's bad. 92's bad. But yeah, so like, I don't know. Malik Mustafa was the best, I think. Diamador Lenore, Isaac Yiadom. Those three kind of stood out to me as the best defensive players. D Winners, but again, D Winners played 10 snaps. He's the Jordan Mason of the defense. We got to keep our stud that the Packers cut. We got to keep him out there, right? Devondre Campbell. Now, he had a lot of tackles, had 8 tackles, but the first drive was like all against him. The Packers cut him for a reason. For us, he's indispensable. Who else is going to blow games whenever it matters most? We got to keep him out there for every single snap, 5-9. D Winner's a stud, but we can't let him play over this guy who's not good. Jordan Mason's a stud. Can't let him play over the ghost of Christian McCaffrey. And I love Christian McCaffrey. And I think Christian McCaffrey still needs to be the starter. But to act like he's this indispensable offensive player of the year, which he was last year, he ain't that. And the only big play that he had, he fumbled the ball like it was the damn Super Bowl. Oof. All right. We got some super chats. Oh, gosh. We got a lot. I went a little bit too long on my rant. I'm going to do more rants. We ain't going nowhere. I'm home. John Chapman's home. I ain't even been drinking. That's a problem. That needs to be fixed. Sean, appreciate it, man. Thanks for the super chat. Teams mighty not tank. They might not tank, but they sure do give up. That's a good game of the season. Don't let some bean counters say otherwise. You're down to like 50% or 15.15% chance to make the playoffs. You're 5-6. You didn't move up or down in the playoff standings. Nothing has changed. Did the Seahawks win? The Seahawks won. They're 6-5. Yeah, I mean, you're one game out. You're still one game out of the playoffs. They're 2-2. Like, it's funny. You could have gained ground. You're one game out of hosting a playoff game somehow. This is what the NFL wants, by the way. When they did the 17 games, 7 seeds, They want to keep everybody involved as much. You're one game out of the playoffs. This team doesn't deserve it. Should be done. But, yeah, the giving up. Unless you fire somebody, unless you cut some players, some starters, unless you make some bold moves, it's over. Like, I don't care who comes back and who's healthy. The mindset and the frame of this team, the identity, the heart, non-existent. Non-existent. You got freaking, you got Kool-Aid for blood, right? The Wire. Anybody? Anybody? Yeah. These MFers got Kool-Aid for blood or something. They ain't made for it. That's this team. You bunch of softies, man. Soft. Soft. Sin, appreciate you. She says, John, depressing game. Mustafa was a bright spot. Dude, number six is for real. Now, you got to get that damn interception. And again, making play, like, the Pat Jordan Love's not great. Yeah, he made some great throws and whatever else. He kept the 49ers in this game and kept giving them chances to not only be in the game, but to win. Like, the Niners could have won this damn game. But you don't cash in on your ops, right? This is the language the 49ers team uses. You got to make your ops, your opportunities. You get a ball that hits you in the hand, Jair Brown. You've sucked all year. Make a play. Jair Brown, make a play. Make a play. Renardo Green, make a play. Malik Mustafa, make a play. All of them had chances for interceptions. None of them hit. Not one of them did. You've got to make those opportunities. They were making theirs. Our own offensive guys aren't making their ops, though, right? And we're dropping passes. We got false starts all over the place. And even our young, promising players like Dominic Pooney.
Thank you, No, the Casio G-Shock. Thanks to its legendary toughness and timekeeping autonomy, it's no secret why the mighty G-Shock has earned its place on the wrist of weekend warriors, first responders, and militaries all over the world. But there's levels to this stuff. There's a little-known collection of top-shelf G-Shock watches made for folks who crave the very best for everything in life. It's called the MRG. This flagship line of G-Shock watches takes the most cutting edge of tech G-Shock has to offer and blends it with the highest levels of traditional Japanese craftsmanship. We're talking about hybrid titanium and Kobarian case construction with artisanal armor-like flourishes, all honed like the edges of a samurai sword. Every beloved reference in the G-Shock collection gets coveted MRG treatment. From the original square case digital reference from 1983 to the beloved analog Frogman dive watch, all the way up to the newest fan favorite, the MRG B2100, with its octagonal bezel and its wild interlocking beams dial. Discover the full range this holiday season at Topper Jewelers. And while supplies last, mention this ad in 49ers Rush to receive a special gift with your next G-Shock order.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
We did an all-positive show, which I'm thankful we did. It was good for my heart. We did an all-positive show where we focused on the bright spots through the season. And we talked about how Dominic Pooney could have been considered offensive MVP through 10 games of the season. Dude came out in the first four plays, had three penalties. One wasn't his fault. It was on Jake Brindle. But three penalties were called on him, and he gave up a sack in four plays. In four plays. The first six plays of the game, Kyle Shanahan, you had three penalties, one fumble, one interception, no first downs. What? And in one sack in your first six plays. Like, you hear about three and outs? No. We got something new. Six and outs. Like, back-to-back drives, negative yards, and turnovers. Oh, well, at least Brandon Allen knows the system. He had a broken damn finger. Dude's bobbling the ball out there, juggling. Still saw no Josh Dobbs. We saw the backup Packers quarterback before we saw Josh Dobbs. What? Oh, my gosh. Thank you, Sin. You are incredible. Corey Robbins, my man, one of the executive producers of today's show, Appreciate the super chat, your sticker, your generosity. Unbelievable, your friendship. I really do appreciate you, man. Dr. Steven Brule, thanks for a super chat. The culture is lost. I don't know what the hell the culture is. This ain't it. I might not be able to put my finger and say this is what the 49ers are, but I could point at the 49ers and say that ain't it. All of us can. You just look at it. You got Tom Brady making fun of you. You got Josh Jacobs running over the freaking cemetery of your great-grandparents, disrespecting everybody. F your couch type movements and the 49ers hands on hips. Nobody fighting. Nobody showing anything. Why would we fight? The culture is lost. Look at the Lions. We used to be them. We're nowhere near close now. Yeah, you know, I saw something on the Lions where, I don't think it's true anymore, but I think after the first 7 weeks, every team that played them lost the following week. You remember that was us for a long time, right? Where we were so physical and we were so pound the ball in the run game, stop the run in the, you know, defensively and all those things. Nah, we ain't that no more. We're the opposite of that. You look at this. They rushed. Oh my gosh. I got to refresh again because it gets worse. Here we go. They rushed for 169 yards against us. We broke the record. They ran the ball 42 times. We broke the record for most missed tackles in a game. They averaged 4 yards a carry. That's it. We usually average more than that a game. 4 yards a carry. Now, they're always been a good team. Like, they averaged 4.9 yards a carry on the year. We held them to 4 yards a carry, but they were committed and they stuck to it. We don't do that. We don't do that. We ran the ball 16 times, ladies and gentlemen. And this is not the first, but the second time Christian McCaffrey was held to 3 yards or less per carry. That's like Carlos Hyde numbers. Laugh at that. And we just keep pushing the outside run. I tweet out, why are we constantly pushing the outside run? Teams are stacking the outside C and D gaps, run lanes, consistently. Wide nines, you want to look at it from that perspective, whatever else. Like, they're crashing on the outside. The interior was open. All of Christian McCaffrey's biggest runs of the game were up the middle. We put in Jordan Mason for one play. Dude gashes for 16 yards. And then Kyle Shanahan says, take your damn cup and get to the sideline. Sit your ass down. You don't play for us. You're too good. You're too good, Jordan Mason. Back-to-back weeks, our most successful run plays were with Jordan Mason, physical, punch you in the face type, whatever, up the middle. Go sit on the damn sidelines. You're our best player. I don't know if he's our best player. I'm not saying he should start. But what the hell, Kyle Shanahan? You have something that is working. Let's go away from it. Let's stop that. Whoa, that worked. X that one, coach. Let's don't call that one again. Christian McCaffrey had 11 carries for 31 yards. Jordan Mason had one carry for 16 until it was trash time, and then you put him in there and whatever. Freaking joke, man. Just a joke. Yeah, culture's lost. I'm with you. 49ers throwback. Appreciate you, man. He says, I told y'all Nick Sorensen ain't it. Dude, you ain't got to tell me. I've been screaming from the mountaintops. This Pet Rock personality joke has no... You remember when they asked him, why are you hired? Like, literally, office space. What would you say you do here? And he goes, that's Kyle. You'll have to ask Kyle. Like, the most passive, like, dude, nobody's offended by your presence. Like, calm down and just have a conversation. It's weird that he played in the NFL for so long. Like, he's the most passive human being that I've ever heard speak. It's just like, whoa, calm down. You're making Mr. Rogers look rated R whenever he talks over here, Mr. Nice Guy. Like, yeah, Sorensen ate it. Like, will Shanahan fire him? No. But come on, man. Like, such a joke, man. I'm with you, 49ers throwback. Seattle, what's up, Alex? I do not believe this was good, John. The inside joke of all inside jokes. It was not. It was bad from the start. And, you know, I was able to stay home and watch this with my family. Son's gone playing video games after the first quarter. wife's like, oh, I'm sorry. And she's just apologizing the whole time. Like, it's like, and I'm like, babe, you don't have to apologize. Like, but she's so empathetic and sweet. And she's just like, I'm sorry, babe. I'm sorry, babe. And I'm just like, nah, like, don't be sorry. Like, I'm laughing because it's so funny. It's just hilarious. Like, I don't know how else to respond to Jake Brendel, turn around and watch people just get hit continuously by the guy he's supposed to block. There on the one of the fumble plays, there were so many. Jake Brendel literally watches the Brendan Allen get hit by the guy that he was blocking, fumble the ball, and then he does like the head pivot, like watches the ball bounce, but his feet don't register yet, right? Like there's a disconnect where he's like, oh, I can get the ball. No. It's just like, oh, that sucks. That guy got hit that hard by my guy. Oh, look, the ball's out. Somebody should get that. Hey, somebody. Oh, I guess I could get it. No, that's okay. That's an all-time watcher, man. Like, and so I don't know if you guys are where I am. It's comical. And you laugh because you care. And yeah, like you be pissed off, but it's funny. Like at this point, it's a comedy, right? It's like watching Michael Scott just embarrass the shit out of himself, but he doesn't know it. That's the stage we're in. I think it's like the fifth season of The Office where it was just like every episode was just like hard to watch. Like that's where we're at. It got better. It was good to start and then it got better. But like we're in the like Jim staring into the camera phase of just like, this is bad. Like that's where it is. Just poorly coached. Offense, defense, special teams. And yeah, Shanahan deserves all the criticism in the world. All of it. Now, again, nuanced take here. Ladies and gentlemen, don't get upset at me. Still don't think you fire Kyle. Yeah, I don't think we're anywhere close to that personally. But he deserves all of the criticism. How do you allow these people to run your team in such a piss-poor way and never change anything? And never change anything. How do you allow your defense to turn into, you were the number one team in the league last year, fourth quarter scoring. And guess what? You gave up 14 points in the fourth quarter. 14 more points. So through 11 games now, you have held zero teams to a scoreless fourth quarter. Zero. 0-for-11. Every single team we have played this year has scored points in the fourth quarter. Last year, you were number one in the NFL. You held 11 teams scoreless in the fourth quarter last year with Steve Wilks. And I understand the roster's different, all that stuff. I get that. It's not that different. It's different. And maybe for this game, it was that different. But no, it's not that different. People are like, well, the turnovers and all that stuff and all that stuff. Yeah, sure. Okay, cool. Let's look at the drives, okay? To open the game, 12-play, 67-yard touchdown drive to start the game. Plus, keep in mind how the last game ended, 12-play, 80-yard drive touchdown to the Seahawks when it mattered most. You started like you finished. Next drive, second drive, 10-play, 49-yard field goal. That's seen as a success with this defensive coordinator, this defensive roster. 10-play scoring drive. Next drive, 12-play, 71-yard touchdown drive. You're down 17 points before the offense had 6 plays. They put up 17 points before we had our 7th snap. Now, some of that's on the offense, but none of those were turnovers. We punted both those. You just got the ball ran down your throat 3 consecutive drives. That's enough. 17 points. That's Shanahan on a good day. They did that to us in the first quarter. That's the same amount of points we scored against Seattle all last week at home. Now, you cleaned it up after that, and that was huge. And you did give up 1 3-play, 26-yard touchdown drive. That's off a turnover. You want to wipe that one clean? Cool. No problem. But then you give up a 3-play, 15-yard touchdown later. All right? You want to wipe that one clean? Cool. Some point, the defense got to step up a little bit, and you finish the last time the 49ers defense is on the field, 10 plays, 56 yards, touchdown drive. Do you see what I'm saying? You don't give up 4 10-plus play touchdown drives and say, well, some of those were on turnovers. No. Defense sucks. Fred Warner, I don't know who Fred Warner is. I love that dude, man. He was on his way to All-Pro. He was on, like, the trajectory was going so strong. It was like, okay, Hall of Fame conversation needs to happen. And now that's gone. Who knows if he's going to have another All-Pro season again? And that sucks because he has to if he's going to be in the Hall of Fame. Right now, he's not. Right now, he is not. And now, I don't even think he's an All-Pro player. What? What'd you do to him? I'll never forgive you, Nick Sorensen. Never. Persistent. Thanks for the super chat. How much does Purdy change this game? It seems like Allen made all the right reads. One pick through Debo's hands, but a lot of chunk. No. Here's my biggest. Okay. Okay. Allen wasn't awful. He was bad. My biggest thing is anytime the 49ers were pressing and you were in third and long, that dude straight up checked down, threw the ball away, didn't throw it 5 yards short of the sticks. Coward, coward, coward. I can't handle, like, I'm pretty lenient with a lot of things. If you've only listened to this episode, this is your first time. This is not usually how 49ers Rush podcast goes. Not usually. We've been doing this show now for 8 years. We are on episode, what are we on? 1269. That is how far of the episodes we are in. So 1,269 episodes. That's today's episode. They're not, I usually don't cuss, and I usually don't go full negative, whatever else. But I lost my temper. I think it was the third quarter. We were down 14 at the time. It was 3rd and 7. He jogs out, like, towards out of bounds on a scramble and just throws the ball away and lightly jogged back to the sideline. It was 3rd and 7. You were on the 40. You're not going to give anybody a chance. You look at it late in the game. 3rd down, grounds the ball, throws the ball out of bounds, throws it short. Like, dude, I know who you are. I don't need you to tell me who you are. And yeah, he might operate the system. But dude, you light the pants, man. That's all I gotta say. Like, you're playing football. This is your chance. You don't make calculated risk adverse. Like, oh, let's just throw it away. Oh, really? You're not even gonna look downfield? You're not even gonna try? I can't stand that. The old Mike Singletary. I want winners, right? Can't win with them. Can't do it. Won't do it. That's how I feel about Brandon Allen now. Now, it was difficult. He throws the ball a lot harder than Purdy. Not trying to give anybody excuses, but he's got a lot more mustard on those passes than Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy is one of the softest arms in the NFL, but Purdy makes a big difference. One, he doesn't put the ball in jeopardy as much. The fumbles and ball security, you got a broken finger. What the hell do you think is going to happen, Kyle? But he did make a lot of nice reads. When he was throwing the ball quick and ahead of rhythm, that was good. What did we do 3rd down? 3 for 10? Yeah, that's awful. 0 for 2 on 4th down? Yeah, that's the thing. When it was 3rd down, 4th down, he sucked. Not like he was bad. No, he sucked. He was god-awful. His 3rd down, his 4th down, like, what are you doing going empty and 4th and 2, Kyle Shanahan? What? I get it if Purdy wants to do that. 4th and 2 at midfield, and you go empty set with Brandon Allen? It's not Josh Allen. It's Brandon Allen. You got the great value version of Joe Burrow out there, right? You got watered-down Kool-Aid version of freaking Brian Hoyer. What are you doing? Empty set on 4th and 2? Oh, my gosh. Like, the Packers defense, like, started looking around. They're like, he's really doing this? All right. Let's just go straight to our zone drops. That's easy. Let's man up, Kittle. Zone drops everywhere else. Went 0 for 2. So I think Purdy changes it. Do we win this game if Brock Purdy plays? Ooh, that's a good question. Now, the stat line, right? Brandon Allen, 17 to 29. Yeah, your game plan was to throw the ball 29 times, you jackass. With Brandon Allen, you jackass. What the heck? You jackass. What are you doing? What are you doing? Oh, the outside run wasn't working. Run the ball inside. You want to throw the ball 29 times to Brandon Allen and think you're going to win? Jackass. One touchdown, one interception. He had a 76 rating, 2 sacks. How many fumbles did he have? 2 fumbles, lost one, got one back. I mean, just, nah, bro. No. Like, No, no. Now, what's funny is you had 29 pass attempts. Our bet was under 29 and a half pass attempts. So we hit our bet. We didn't hit a lot of bets this week, but we hit that one. So we got paid on that one. Now, here's the good news. If you want a bet where you can't lose, guess what? We got that for you.
Now, here's the game plan. This Thanksgiving, load up your plate, grab your phone, and lock in your picks. MyBookie's giving you a risk-free football bet, plus a shot at a growing prize pool. And if you're new to the family, they'll double your initial deposit with our promo code 49ERS. So here's the thing, how it works. Devin Achane, if he scores the first touchdown in the Dolphins versus Packers game, you get paid big. If he doesn't, MyBookie's got your back with a full refund. I call that a no-lose bet. Also, starting Monday, MyBookie's Telegram prize pool contest kicks off. The pool starts at $15,000 and grows by an additional $5,000 every time they get a new 1,000 new subscribers. All you have to do is join the Telegram channel by December 1st to lock in your share. Now, here's the good news. If you're already subscribed, you're automatically in. The more subscribers, the bigger the winnings. So spread the word and tell them use code 49ERS for a no-risk bet on Devin Achane to score the first touchdown. Double your initial deposit. Enter into the giant prize pool contest that kicks off on the 1st. So check that out. Head to mybookie.ag. Use promo code 49ers. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Now, real quick reminder, we do have a Zoom Hangout Tuesday. This is where I get to hear from you guys. We're going to be this Tuesday at 5:30 p.m. All the details and links have been posted on our Patreon channel and the 49ersrush.com. So come hang out with us then. We'll get this is where I get to hear from you guys. Oh, man, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. Nathan, appreciate the super chat. Too many excuses for long seasons. Everybody keeps talking about that. Making the team tired. Chiefs play long seasons every year. And might repeat. Me off season, not a we off season. Those players didn't even play today, right? No Brandon Allen. I'm sorry, the other BA. No Brandon Ayuk, even though he's still doing social media distraction stuff, whatever. That's who he is. And then Trent Williams, he didn't get a play. And I'll be honest with you, I don't think that we lost because of Jalen Moore. He had a terrible first quarter. I felt like he got better. Now, is he Trent Williams? Is he an all-pro player? No. But yeah, the long seasons, all that stuff, that ain't it. That ain't it. Tobby, appreciate you, Tobby, says, this is a poorly coached team. I'm drunk. Let's go. Yeah, Tommy, I'm hoping to join you very, very shortly. This is a poorly coached team, all three phases. Without a doubt, this is a poorly coached team. Like, we haven't even talked about special teams too much, but like, it doesn't matter who's back there. You've got five or six holding penalties against five or six different players. Just terrible. Just so bad, man. Just so bad. James Montgomery, thanks for the super chat. You can only fire one, Sorensen or Snyder. Ooh. This is hard. I think defense is, man. So, okay. Nick Sorensen, the DC, or Brian Snyder, the special teams coordinator. I only get to fire one. I do believe, as soon as I start in my mind, like choose your path. I'm like, all right, I can justify this. And then I have to backtrack because I'm like, whoa, that means we have to keep the other guy. And so it's just like, oh, this one's hard. It's like the opposite of choosing who my favorite child is. okay, so if you fire Sorensen, your defense is going to improve automatically overnight. Defense is more important than special teams. Sorensen is a young coach, can only go up from here. He can't be worse. And he's always a yes man. He'll never cause any issues whatsoever because he just has no backbone. I don't know. He might have a backbone, but he has never shown that to anybody publicly or on the sideline. Getting your ass beat 38-10 and you're smiling and just chilling on the sideline. Get the hell out of here with that. Show something. You know, you look like a freaking wall of paint. You just sit there. I don't know what you do. Snyder has been coaching forever. And has been bad for a very long time. There is zero redemption with Brian Snyder. He cannot improve. You don't improve at that age. Like it's time to go the way of old Yeller. So I think that's my choice. I'm firing Brian Snyder with the hope. And in today,
I don't know if y'all watched the early games or not. It was crazy. It was special team snafus everywhere. And the 49ers just continue to contribute to that. But, like, just knowing that you cannot have anything nice on special teams, over 100 yards lost, special teams penalties. So I'm firing Snyder. And I had to fight with myself over that. Thank you, James. I want to bring this up to my therapist. What was the hardest part of your week this week? Well, there's this awesome guy by the name of James Montgomery with a super chat that asked me, who do I hate more? And I could not solve this dilemma. This is going to drive me insane. So let me ask you guys. Let's turn it to you, James. Everybody in the chat, if you got to fire one, would it be Nick Sorensen or Brian Snyder? I'm curious to see what everybody says here. I got to scroll down. We've got way too many. I'm so behind in the chat. I appreciate everybody. Usually on our shows, we've got more time, but we get through as much as we possibly can here. But we'll get to the rest. I'm loving these answers. Let's see here. I'm staying away from a lot of these. What's up, Phil? How we doing? We'll have a nice long offseason this year. Yes, we are. So for that short whatever, it's going to be a long one whatever. Steven Young says, they were all Wilkes ass, nothing on Sorensen so far. Steve Wilkes is head and shoulders better than this. And shout out to Fred Warner and Nick Bosa. You got your wish. You ran that guy out of the room. You talked trash on him during the season. Kyle, you cut that guy down during the season. Led the NFL in fourth quarter scoring. Led the NFL. We were top eight in every single category under Steve Wilkes. Every single time. Ooh, all right, here we go. Filthy Casual says, fire Sorensen all day. Oh, Poison Protector. I wish I had drinks right now. I have beers all the way across the room. I was going to wait. It's time. Modelo's happening. Poison Protector. I'm not drunk, but I'm taking a double shot. There we go. Get there, buddy. Get there. DC's more important. I agree. Sorensen goes first. Monkey 12 says, Sorensen. I'm used to the bad special teams coordinator after the past few years. Yeah, that's great. Sorensen, you have to make the replacement built in. There we go. So everybody, y'all vetoed me. Oh, what's up? Juan, why doesn't Kyle run CMC and Mason together in the backfield? Just, I have no clue. I have no clue. Yeah, I'm with you. Dr. Stephen Brule, he says, hey, don't you put down paint? Oh, man. Anyway, I want you guys to know what your favorite insult to the personality of Nick Sorensen is. I'm curious. Is it the count reference? Is it the pet rock? Is it the paint? I'm curious. I want you guys to let me know. Sorensen. We got some fire, Kyle. Sorensen, abstain. James, you can't ask the question. Make me go through that. Make all of the faithful go through, and then you abstain. You can't do that. James, I need your answer in this chat. It carries way too much weight with me. Charles, so everybody say it's Snyder. Here we go. We got a Snyder, but it's like 15-1. Bobo's with me. Brian Snyder, because Nick Sorensen can approve. Brian can't. Both got to go. It's a 2-for-1 special. That's right. Oh, Sorensen. Yeah, Sorensen. Yeah, I love this, man. You guys are the best. What's up, RTP? You the best. It's time to freaking go right here. Oh, Steven, what's up, man? We have so many issues. We are not a disciplined football team anywhere on the field. Great to hear from you, Steven. Say what's up to Massimo. James, no good options. Sorry, bro. Yeah. You put me in a no-win situation. You put me in a no-win situation. And, Steven, you got to be like, maybe you lost this game because of injuries. Maybe. I don't believe so. But you didn't lose this game 38-10 because of injuries. Injuries didn't make you miss the most tackles of the season. Injuries didn't cost you 100-plus yards on special teams. Injuries didn't force Christian McCaffrey to fumble the ball on his one explosive play that he's had since he's been back. Maybe second. All that stuff. But, like, maybe second. So, and yeah, here's my issue is the defense turned soft. We're soft. Drake Greenlaw was our enforcer. I get that. But we've been soft since then. Since he showed up, Charmin, baby. What's Kobe say? Soft as baby shit. That's what we are. That's what we are. No backbone. And it's not like you played a physically imposing team. You played a finesse team with a bad offensive line that drove the ball down your throats. And this is what bothers me as well. Do you guys know how many Ricky Pearsall targets he had this game? Zero. Do you know how many catches Ricky Pearsall has had in the past two games? Zero. It's not a Ricky Pearsall critique here. Why would you spend a first-round pick on a wide receiver that you refuse to use? Brandon Ayuk's out. He's out. So what are you doing? You have a team that is terrible in the trenches, offense and defensive line, and yet you spend a first-round pick on a wide receiver. Meanwhile, you put out, I would argue, the worst offensive line in the NFL today. And Pooney has been great. He was terrible today. You had no silverback, no Hall of Famer. That was the worst five offensive line in the NFL today. It was the worst. It was the worst. Now, you gave up two sacks, three quarterback hits, two fumbles, and how many picks? Just one interception. So, offensive line did, they kind of played up, but still not good. You got bullied around. You just got bullied defensively by a bottom five offensive line group. Zach Tom's a beast. Nobody else on that team's a beast. You just did that. Soft. Why waste resources? Why? And it's not a Pearsall critique. Pearsall might be a number one wide receiver, and he might be a first round whatever, but that's not what the 49ers need. If the 49ers needed that, then you'd throw the fucking ball to Pearsall, right? You spent a first round pick on him. And I know he got shot and the injuries, whatever else. No, this is not a Pearsall critique. This is why spend a first round pick and not use it. Why? Even with Brandon Ayuk out for the year, still not using it. Guess what you could have used? Defensive line or offensive line. It is a misappropriation of funds. It's going to get into my economic theory graduate work over here. Oh, geez, I need to shut up. Colin, appreciate the super chat. In the any quarterback can run this team talk. Yeah. Any quarterback not named Brandon Allen, broken finger. Yeah. I mean, come on, man. That was bad. There were some drives. What were our best drives? We did this defensively. All right. Let's go over the offensive drives. Three plays, 3 yards. Three plays, 3 yards. I'm not repeating myself. That's two separate drives to start the game. Three plays, 3 yards. Back-to-backs. Nice start. Then you go 11 plays, 65 yards and a touchdown. Awesome. 7 plays, 40 yards, no points. 6 plays, 45 yards, interception. 6 plays, 44 yards, field goal. 3 plays, negative 1 yard. 1 play, 5 yards. 1 play, 23 yards. 4 plays, 8 yards. I don't know what this does for the long-term Brock Purdy discussion, but I do know this. It's not good anywhere. Anywhere. Now, I don't know if you guys have been to a 49ers Rush road trip, but if you haven't, this week, it's going to be cold, going to be snowing. This is what it's usually like at our events, though.
Going to 49ers games is awesome. But what's even better than that is going to 49ers games with the faithful, joining the community. And we got you covered. The 49ers Rush road trip is going into its fourth year of bringing the faithful together. Night before parties, tailgates the day of. We got you covered. Go get your tickets at 49ersrushroadtrip.com.
All right. So we are going to be in Buffalo this week. We've got our invasion event Saturday, the day before. We're going to be at the Rec Room from 2 to 6 p.m. Kids are always free. Trivia, raffles, giveaways, competitions. The amount of stuff we give away at these events is insane. We do have to charge, though, because we rent it all out. We're not the 49ers. But we're right after the 49ers official invasion, whatever. Come say what's up to us afterwards. And then if you want to all you can eat, all you can drink, liquor included, you name it, right next to the stadium or one block northwest of the stadium, go to 49ersrushroadtrip.com. Get your tickets. Going to be a blast. I've always wanted to go to Buffalo, And with this being the last couple times that the stadium's going to be there, this was a must for me. So we still support the team. Who knows? Maybe we play the spoiler role. Somebody's got to do it. Are the 49ers still in the playoffs? Yeah, could be. But I don't think that's really the focus. I think it's about pride. It's about effort. It's about improving. It's about playing for what's on the front of your jersey, not what's on the back. We'll see what that looks like. Right here from Riley. Appreciate the super chat. Can't say I'm overly excited to see the Niners of Buffalo, but I'm excited to meet John and party. I've seen too much strange crap to give up, though. Yeah, that's what we are. We're the faithful, man. And I appreciate you, Riley. I really, really do. And we're going to have a blast, and we're going to make awesome relationships, and we're going to meet people, and we're going to celebrate. There's things to celebrate. Doesn't mean it's great. Doesn't mean we're hosting number six this year or anything like that. But, yeah, the 49ers are going to play football six more times this year. Maybe more if you luck into some things, which is possible. Other teams could collapse worse than us. Hey, it could happen. But I appreciate you, Riley, and I can't wait to hang out, my friend. But he says, make Sorensen fire Schneider so that you can use your pick on firing Sorensen. Look at that. That's a ask the genie for more wishes. If ever, shout out to Snow Walker in the super chat. I freaking love that. Make Sorensen fire Schneider so that you can then pick on firing Sorensen. That's two birds, one stone, man. Slick, fire Sorensen now. Don't even let him on the bus. Dude, we've got you a one-way ticket back to the Bay. You're not going to Buffalo. We're just going to let Staley jump in. I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that. Ed says, painful to be a part of. It is. And how we respond with this... there's 2,000 plus people watching the show now across all platforms, right? So like 2,000 live people are here to talk about this team losing, whether that's for therapeutic, analytical, or just, I don't know, nostalgia. Remember this point. And I want to charge you. I want to challenge you guys. Like, remember this. Because I think a lot of fans, especially Niners fans, this is not an insult. This is not a crack at anybody. A lot of fans don't remember this. A lot of fans don't remember being in these situations. Niners have been through a lot of dark days. They were a terrible franchise until Bill Walsh showed up. He taught us what excellence was. George Seifert continued that. Then we went through a span. I thought Mariucci was all right. Then we got to Dennis Erickson. Okay, we're doing a little bit of a 49ers history lesson here. I got to pull up my franchise encyclopedia. I want to make sure I'm not missing any of this coaching carousel. Okay. So you go from Walsh to Seifert, and it's just greatness. That's your five Super Bowl run, right? Then you go to Mariucci for a long time, and it was just, we were this mediocre, sometimes playoffs, sometimes not, sometimes playoffs, sometimes not. We weren't title contenders, but we were in the mix. But we weren't. Then you got the worst coach, I think, in 49ers history, Dennis Erickson, who just completely ruined the entire franchise, the change of ownership. There's lots that go into it. Dennis Erickson, those 2 years were terrible. We went from a 10-6 to 7-9 to 2-14 team. I remember that time. And I remember just being made fun of consistently. And that's okay. I don't mind. And I think there's a large part of us and the faithful fan base back through those early 2000 years where we had the first round pick, first overall pick and whatever else. Like, we all remember those times and it just sucked. And then we went through Nolan. Then we went through Singletary. Then we went to Tom Sula. And then we got another glimpse of greatness with Harbaugh. Remember, Tom Sula took over for Singletary after they fired him. And then Harbaugh was awesome. Immediate success. Like, nobody's business. He's doing it again in the NFL. Shocker. But he wears himself out everywhere he goes. Whatever. But we got used to greatness. And then it just crashed. You went from losing the NFC Championship to 8-8 to fourth place in the division three consecutive years with three separate coaches. Those times were rough. And you're picking in the top 10 every single year. That was rough. And then Shanahan came. And when Shanahan came, You had those two rough years, rebuilt the worst roster in football. Then you're in the Super Bowl in year three, and we've been in four NFC championships. I mean, that is unreal in 5 years. That's unreal. This year, I don't know what the answer is. And we'll spend time, and I'm going to go through the film and whatever. I don't know what the answer is, guys. But this is who we are as a fan base, and every team has to go through this. Every team does. Like, people now are all like Chiefs fans. Chiefs sucks for 50 years. They sucked for 50 years. 50 years. And so it just puts it into perspective. And it's painful to be a part of, but this is what we sign up for. If not, go be a fan of whoever wins the Super Bowl every damn year. Faithful to the Bay, right? That's what, like, faithful then, faithful now. Like, I do not give a damn. I do care. I care a lot. I care more than I should, right? I'm not a beat reporter. I'm not an insider. I fucking love this team. I spend so much of my money going to be with the team and the fans. The fans are where I want to be. The fans are everything to me. But it sucks. But you have to remember these times, the valleys. It's crazy that being 5-6 is a valley for us. We're spoiled. But when you recognize you're spoiled, that doesn't mean that you're, you know, okay, cool. We'll just be all right with it then. That's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying these times make the good times better. And yeah, four NFC championships in 5 years is insane. I wish we had a Super Bowl ring there. Yes. But would that make it better? Yes, it would. But does that make it not hurt now? No. Ask the Rams. Yeah, they won one recently, but they have two fans, and they're complaining because of how bad they are. Their expectations are low every year. Ours are high. Maybe that changes now. I don't know. It is painful to be a part of, Ed. It is. It is. Right here, DJ. The one thing I could say that was positive about the Singletary years is that he made players accountable for themselves by making them accountable, either privately or for all to see. Yeah, look at Vernon Davis. That was the positive. Now, the negative is nobody will hire Mike Singletary after that because that dude was a clown. I love him. I really, really do. And I'm very thankful for what he did for our organization. And, man, so memorable. But that's not what an NFL head coach looks like, especially in today's society. It's just not. And there's a reason why nobody will hire that guy. I think he's coaching high school ball somewhere. I think he's down in Texas somewhere, but whatever. Yeah, he did. There was a lot of player accountability. We don't know what happens behind the scenes. I am thankful that our coach doesn't throw people under the bus at the press conference. That's not the job. That's not beneficial. He did it, Steve Wilks, but that's a grown man. It's different, whatever. But let's see if he does that same energy to Brian Schneider himself, his O-line coach, Nick Sorensen. He won't. He won't. I think he learned his lesson after that, not to do that. Monkey Boy said, I'm disappointed in Kyle this year, but the dude has brought us to the point, and unfortunately, we can't be great or even very good this year, but always faithful. Yeah, I think that is a freaking well-seasoned take, my friend. Very upset, very mad, and that's okay. And there's lots of players to be mad at. There's lots of coaches to be mad at. The mad at the situation, the injuries, refs, it just compounds. But who are you? Like, I want the Niners to be the team that takes this and does something with it. You don't have to lay down and let a team run over your freaking dead, decaying body. You don't have to stand there and watch Jake Brendel style. You can go and be a part. You put a damn jersey on. I want fire. You know what I mean? Like, I want people pissed off. I want Debo choking people out on the sidelines. That's way better than dropping passes and podcasting all the time. I don't care that he podcasts. I don't care about that. I don't care about fashion choice. I don't care about that. But if you do that, you got to do this. And that's play football. That's what it's all about. And you're not doing that. You're not doing that. Brad, season from hell with injuries. Plus, we had a guy shot. Another player lose his daughter. Then they had to overcome the Madden cover curse. I'm not a curse guy. Let's just be ready to nail another draft class. And that's the thing. This is a great draft class. And, you know, we look at, like, can we be honest on, you know, I feel like I was one of the few that kept talking about how terrible Isaac Corindo has been all freaking year. Am I by myself now? Like I know I'm not. That dude has more fumbles returning kickoffs than he's gotten past the 30-yard line, which is where you start. Isaac Corindo sucks, right? The vision, lack of ball security, can't do anything. Now, maybe he won't suck, but you traded 2 fifth-round picks for somebody that sucks. I mean, the running back, we can't draft running backs to save our damn life. Meanwhile, you got Jordan Mason. We got a good running back, and we just sit his ass in the sideline. Say, here you go. Give people water. Here, answer Christian McCaffrey's social media. That's what we asked Jordan Mason to do. He's our best running back we got right now. Yes, I said that. Should he start over Christian McCaffrey? No. But should Jordan Mason be getting 10-plus carries a game? Yes. Yes, he should. I don't think anybody disagrees with that. But, yeah, Isaac Corindo sucks. Ricky Pearsall, huge question mark. Why don't you use him? Renardo Green, stud. I don't know why he didn't finish the game today. Dominique Pooney, amazing. Worst game of his entire NFL career, short NFL career today. It was awful. It was awful. And whenever you need your young guys who have stepped up when you didn't expect them to, start playing like a Jake Brindle or a Colton McKivitz or Aaron Banks. That's bad. Speaking of Aaron Banks, what happened to him? He either got benched or injured. Ben Bartsch was in there. But yeah, Malik Mustafa, amazing. Dominic Pooney, amazing. Jacob Cowing, who knows? Tatum Bethen, who knows? So you got some players. You got some players. And so if we could do that, if we could get some more, you got 11 picks. You got 11 picks. Oh, that's exciting. Right here, Sean. What I tell you, John, mock draft season. I tweeted out earlier the week, like over and over, like the chalkboard. Like, I will not mock draft in November. I will not mock draft in November. Now, the good news is I have to plan a whole bunch of events from, you know, 4 time zones away. And this week's going to be crazy. Plus Thanksgiving, plus flying across the country, plus, you know, all my shows, all that stuff. So it would be a pretty busy week. But yeah, it's time to start peeking in the direction of draft talk, no doubt about it. So I'll work on that. Obviously, we do our draft book every year. Last year we did 200 plus players. Yeah, it's going to be a lot, but we're going to get to that. Leo, really appreciate the super chat, my friend. Thank you for the super sticker right here. You think the DC will be fired? He sure as hell should be. Yeah. Yeah. Dude, I love this poison protector. Greenlaw takes the field and we come out swinging for the fences. Dude, go get as many personal fouls as you possibly can, dude. I want people suplexed. I want anger. I want off the top rope. Bring the freaking pain. I do not care. Fines, suspensions, don't give a damn. You put the whole NFL on notice, right? My name is my name. They said, what about me on those streets? And you didn't tell me? My name is my name. We are the San Francisco 49ers. Like, have some fucking pride, man. Like, I can't stand weak. I just can't. I'm not saying play dirty, but man, whenever you've put out there that you are this, oh, dude. I am making a freaking statement. Put me on special teams. Now, again, John Chapman, right? Not a great football player. Lettered on varsity. I was a captain at a terrible 3A school in Texas. But, like, I was the wedge buster back when wedge busters were there. And whenever I started on varsity, like, I'm not giving that job up. I'm not giving that job up. Coach, like, well, we got, dude, I'm a captain. I want to set the tone. I want to do this. I went and got like 2 concussions my senior year, like knocked out of games. Coach should have pulled me out there, but I don't give a damn. Like, no. You're not taking me off this. This is too important to me. I'm setting the fucking tone of the game. That's what it was. And so, where is that? Where's the passion? Now, credit to Debo, right? Debo goes out there. Isaac Corindo sucks. Right? Bench that dude. They did that at the half. Debo takes it 80-plus yards, but then the penalty, then the drop pass, then the drop pass again. And so it's like, you kind of see that with Debo. It just didn't follow through. Here we go. Banks and Jordan Elliott both in concussion protocol. The offense and defense got better when they both went out. that says a lot about who you are. When you leave the game, they're better without you. Same thing happened with Javon Hargrave, right? Jordan Elliott's been terrible. Banks, he's been really, really bad. Really, really bad. Yeah, you gotta activate Feliciano. He's a physical damn player. I know he's 32. He's mean. Get him out there. Brad, are you trying to bring back Saleh next year? Probably not Saleh. I'd go after Jeff Ulbrich first. Maybe the Browns clean house. And you get their DC. That would be awesome. Like, nah, it's... Ooh, man. No, so we'll see here. Let's see here. Let's see here. Let's go NY Niners. Hey, cheer up. We finally get to not be last in line to hire coordinators. That's awesome. I love that. Right here, JC for special teams. My first coordinator job was special teams coordinator. So, but no, I am nowhere near. I want, if all the Dallas coaches get fired, I want Bones Fossil. Dude, I love that dude. Now, they had a lot of mistakes today, but they've traditionally been a top five special teams unit with him there. Go get Bones Fossil, because it looks like everybody in Dallas is going to get fired another one today and all those things. But, yeah, so we'll see. We'll see. Let's see here. Can you pay $22 million a year for Debo just to be a special teams returner? No. And focus on Pierce on Cowan when he gets healthy? No. Yeah, Debo, it's rough. It's rough. Filthy casual. Things really low. If the 49ers need John to suit up, I'll suit up. I don't give a damn. I'll get out there. But we'll see. Right here. The Kyle Shanahan era should have ended with the previous Super Bowl. No way. You don't fire that. They wanted to stretch it. Nah, I disagree with that take. Hardcore. But thank you. Yeah, right here. Someone needs to send Wilkes an apology card in a steak dinner. Oh, he's laughing his ass off. There is no doubt he is laughing his ass off out there. Right here in my Niners, I don't think Schwartz, the DC of the Browns, since the handshake, he's a great DC. Go for it. Yeah, that's your pitch, right? Schwartz and Jim Harbaugh almost got that fight, right? Whenever he's, what's your deal? All that stuff, and they chasing each other. Just send Jed York. Hey, I hate Harbaugh too. And then that's your pitch. That's your pitch right there. David, and that was hard to watch. It was hard to watch. Yeah. Laughing. It's like a dark comedy. You know what I mean? I felt like I was watching like The Evil Dead or something, like with my like sinister laughs where it's like, oh, I felt like the Joaquin Phoenix in The Joker just laughing on the bus and like, what the hell's wrong with you? It's just like, sorry, here's my card. I'm a Niners fan. Like, I don't know what else to do. We laugh because it's fucking funny. It's funny. Right? Like, we were the odds-on favorite. We had the highest odds to make the playoffs. We are the second highest Super Bowl odds, all this before the season. You remember when they said Christian McCaffrey was questionable week one and that he had a chance to suit up and then he missed like 8 weeks? And now they're telling us like Brock Purdy's fine even though he's had two MRIs in 1 week. I don't know if Brock Purdy's fine or not. I don't. But it's just funny like where we were in these different checkpoints throughout this year and where we are now. It's not a fun... It's not a fun place as I laugh hysterically. Yeah, Eric, how confident are you that Kyle can win the big game? Oh, very. One play away. They walked off the Super Bowl 3 times in the fourth quarter in overtime with the lead. If you can pair up with a good defense, it's something to come through. Has Kyle been amazing? No. But I've also been a part of long playoff runs and short playoff runs. And sometimes the ball bounces your way and doesn't. I will say Kyle gives his team an advantage week in and week out. Probably not this time, but shoot, man, you even look at the final like total yardages and stuff. They had 325 yards. We had 241. 241's not good, but they had all their starters. They got, 80 yards more than us. And we had all those turnovers, all those penalties. Like, do I think Kyle's the best coach in the NFL? I don't. Do I think Kyle's the best offensive play caller in the NFL? I don't. Do I think that Kyle gives the 49ers a better chance than most? Yes, consistently. And so, and again, you always go back with the question, well, if not Kyle, who? And everybody right now wants to say Ben Johnson after watching the Lions. Do you think Ben Johnson could do that with this offensive line? There are not two more categorically different built rosters than this, than the Detroit Lions offensive line and ours. Like, that is not even comparable. We run a very offensive line friendly scheme, and Jake Brendel still sucks. They run more of a power kind of trap pull, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, every offense is multiple now, but he can't do that with this. He can't do that with this. There's no way. There's no way. There's no way. He is an offensive line centric guy. Now, I wish we were offensive line centric, but it's what. Oh, Tommy, I love this. I love these. Demote Kyle to OC and hire Belichick. Yeah, there we go. Bring back Bill Walsh. Let him call plays. Yeah. I do not want Bill Belichick. I would love him as a DC, but Kyle ain't going nowhere. Kyle is a top five coach guaranteed everywhere, but criticism needs to be there. And he deserves all the criticism. All of it. All of it, all of it, all of it. Ah, you guys are awesome. This game sucks. The season moves on. We still get to see our team play six more times. You're one game out of first. Shouldn't be the focus, the playoffs. Just win a game. Now you're playing probably the best team of football in the Buffalo Bills. Best quarterback in football in Josh Allen. I wish they had our Allen at quarterback. but we'll see. We'll go through the film. We'll break it all down. We'll keep moving forward. We have our Zoom hangout on Tuesday. If you're going to Buffalo, come say what's up. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Ah, it sucks, man. Losses suck. These times help us remember the good times. And we will have good times in the future. And that's the thing. Like, I'm not overly concerned about the team moving forward next year, following year, whatever else. I think that we do have a lot of good foundational pieces that I do want to keep. But man, what could have been? It's hard not to go there. Love you guys. You are the best. Thank you for allowing me to do this. And shoot, as we finish every episode, we got to take our lumps, guys. Stay strong, faithful.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, "Happy Friday!" Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.